we've always looked for the opportunity to keep history alive through reclaiming wood. I mean, it's our business, but it's also our passion. I absolutely love history.
Darren Cunningham, the co-founder of Urban Timber, got the chance to keep history alive after the city of Edmonton dismantled the Cloverdale footbridge in 2016 to make way for the new DeWattenau LRT and pedestrian bridge.
I just love to see how the city evolves. It's exciting at times and it's heartbreaking at other times. And certainly with the Cloverdale Bridge, it was one of those heartbreaking moments.
Cunningham became involved when the city of Edmonton contacted him, asking if Urban Timber could take the wood from the dismantled bridge off its hands. The catch was that the company had to take all of it, and there was a lot. Cunningham estimates about 4,000 linear feet made up of 16-foot fir, spruce, and pine planks. For four decades, the Cloverdale footbridge had held a special place in the hearts of people, especially residents of Cloverdale and Riverdale. Many memories were engraved into the bridge itself, and some users were very upset about its removal, something Cunningham soon found out.
I don't want to say it was aggressive. I think it was just, like, passionate. For sure, that's the word. I actually really love the passion out of both communities. I've joked about, like, if I want to take anyone to a street fight, I'm taking those two communities with me. They were so passionate about this bridge, and they just want to make sure that the wood was going to good use, like what was happening with it, who had access to it was probably the biggest question. And so I opened it up and I said, well, Riverdale and Cloverdale, how about you guys get first access to it? Let's let the community buy the wood back however they want to buy it. And so a lot of the wood, I just donated back to the community. Like, if somebody just wanted something to, like, a piece of wood for their backyard to make into a swing set, I just gave them that wood.
Cunningham even donated wood from the bridge to a restaurant in Riverdale to build a deck. But first, there was a lot of work to do to get the wood ready to build things.
I think what most people don't realize is that there's a pretty hefty expense on our end to get that wood out of the yards where it was resting and back into our yard. And then once we got it, they were full. I mean, full of 8-inch spindle nails. And so we had to pull every single nail out of every single board before we could even run it through any of our machinery.
There were also concerns about the environmental safety of the coating of the wood. But testing revealed the coating on the planks to be used for furniture could be skinned off. The 10 artisans at Urban Timber ended up mostly building coffee tables and dining room tables from the bridge wood. Almost all were bought by people in Cloverdale and Riverdale.
What was cool was we did little plaques on every piece of furniture. So all of, like, the tables had plaques that said, you know, this table was constructed using wood out of the Cloverdale Bridge. When you started selling, like, history that, you know, like, people got married on that bridge. We sold at least three tables to couples that got married on the bridge. Pretty cool.
Another way the old footbridge lives on is through the art on the new DeWattenau Bridge. Métis artist David Garneau is the great-great-grandson of Laurent Garneau, for whom the Southside neighborhood of Garneau is named. He led a team of a dozen artists that created more than 540 paintings that now adorn the DeWattenau Bridge. Garneau knew it was important for the art in the new bridge to memorialize the old one.
Community people were, you know, fairly upset about this big change and the loss. And I really took it to heart, wondered, you know, what I could do to sort of commemorate that old bridge. You might not notice them right away, but there are some small things. So there's one image of the bridge seen from satellite from above on one small panel. There's a very large image of ice flows, and you can see the shadow of the bridge.
But the big thing was painting many of the messages that people had carved into the old railings. Messages of love, or memorials. Those messages are captured in 40 paintings at the south entrance to the new bridge. Garneau has been moved by people's reactions.
I heard back from so many people who are, you know, walk through that bridge every day and were telling me how much they appreciated that, you know, that touch, that memorialization was not lost. And then other people who, you know, were able to track down their own carvings or their relatives' carvings, that really meant a lot to me.